But you got idol shepherds out there that are fleecing the flock, they're teaching false doctrine, they're lying to their congregations. They're all over America right now. They're amongst Baptists that say that they're, you know, King James only, soul, you know, they say they're soul winning, whatever, but their gospel is not the same gospel that we preach here. They preach repent of your sins to be saved. And, you know, obviously everybody probably knows about all this Sam Gipp garbage that's going around right now. I'm not going to rehash the whole thing, but Sam Gipp is a liar. He's a false prophet. He said that Jesus' name should have been something else. You know, that's wicked. That is super blasphemous. You know, the Bible says that every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? Not God. I mean, obviously, Emmanuel, you know, God with us is a title, but it's not. Jesus is his name, right? Given by God. I'm not going to have you turn there, but I am going to read these verses for you real quick. Jeremiah 23 says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." God hates pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep. And see, what they're trying to claim is that we're the ones doing that.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are causing division. We're the ones that are causing strife. No. We're going back to the old path.
Amen.
We're going back to the old path wherein it is the right way.
Right.
So we're going back to faith alone. Amen. We're going back to real soul winning. We're going back to you really believing that this is the Bible.
Amen.
Not just, you know, going back to the geek and saying that hell doesn't really mean hell. It means Abraham's bosom, you know, Paradise Hotel down next to hell. These false shepherds are so sown in amongst us. But guys like Keith Gomez, look, I'm not afraid to say Keith Gomez is not saved. Pastor Keith Gomez, you know, gets up there and challenges Pastor Anderson to a fist fight. Really? I thought pastors weren't supposed to be strikers.
Right.
So he's saying, so I bet you wouldn't say that to my face. You know, I got money on Pastor Anderson. Just saying. Probably run around and choke him. I don't know. Probably wouldn't do that. I'm just kidding. But, you know, these guys like Sam Gipp. Sam Gipp's not a pastor, but I'll tell you what, he has a lot of influence within the Baptist circles. You know, the first thing that he did that was super, I mean, who knows all the other stuff he's been talking about, but at Pleasant Valley Baptist Church in Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, he preached that Jesus is not our Messiah. We're just goyim. We're Gentile. Are you Gentile stock? You know, he's not your Messiah. That's exactly what he said. He's not your Messiah. We weren't promised a Messiah. We're plan B. You know, we're plan B to be saved. No, Jesus would, you know, look, Keith Gomez said that, you know, after he got exposed, after Sam Gipp got exposed, they took all the sermons off, so you couldn't see the blasphemy that he was saying. And then they get up, they don't even address the issue, and they just say how, you know, well, Pastor Anderson's saying that we aren't saved, so he's saying that Jesus is a liar, and that's worse than what I said, basically, is what he said. So that we're calling Jesus, he's calling Jesus a liar, excuse me, because he's saying that Sam Gipp isn't saved because he supposedly went to Jesus for salvation. And Jesus will in no wise cast anybody out. That's true. But if you try to get in from any other way besides the right and true way, look, Sam Gipp's gospel is repent of your sin, repent and turn from your sins to be saved. Is that what the gospel is? No. That is a liar. He's a false prophet. Anybody that downgrades the name of Jesus Christ, he's worse than a Jehovah's Witness, I think. Because people actually that are saved probably listen to him. You know, King James only. Look, he's a retard Ruckman. You know, Ruckman was actually smart. He's an idiot. He can't even write. He can't even write in regular sentences. You know, get a proofreader, buddy. Anyway, it says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord." God's going to visit upon them the evil of their doings. You know, and look, if I stood up here and said that, you know, Jesus should have been named something else, I would hope that you would throw me out. Or stand up and rend your garment or whatever, you know. But, you know, it doesn't matter who's standing up here. If they're saying something that blasphemous, it needs to be in check. And they're all, amen, amen. Idiots.